This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Accessories are the unsung heroes of the fashion world. The bags and accessories segment in particular continues to be overlooked, despite industry projections indicating it could be the healthiest segment of e-commerce fashion over the next couple of years. Experts also say the secret to success in the e-commerce fashion world is getting into the affordable luxury market. And if you cross both of these sectors, you have the space where Shubham by Shatia lives. Now, Shubham is a collection of artisan statement clutches designed for the everyday girl. From traditional Chinese silks to batik motifs and Indian embroidered designs, Shubham aims to inject heritage, culture and the unexpected into looks around the world. And we have the founder of Shubham in the studio with us on Open for Business today to talk to us about carving out a niche in the affordable luxury market and the challenges in growing a homegrown brand in the fiercely competitive bag and accessory segment of the e-commerce fashion world.
So I'm Shatia here, the founder of Shubham Clutches. Growing up, it was a passion for me to start my own fashion labels. And of course, like many of us, the life took a different path and I got into investment banking career. 2 years ago, I decided to take a big risk in my life, just have a career change and go follow my passion. And that's how this whole Shubham got started.
Shatia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So just to get started, let's talk about your background. You said life took a different turn and you ended up in investment banking?
Yeah, I mean, I studied for accounting and I used to work in Malaysia and also Singapore. I used to work for investment banking companies. Day by day, I know I was like not happy. I wanted to really explore something into fashion. And so just 2 years ago, when I realized I've been working for the last 10 years and I thought, okay, that we need a change and this is the time. So I just took it.
How did the idea of starting this business come about? You know, fashion accessories and clutches, statement clutches particularly.
I was like testing out a few markets. I wanted to understand the customer behavior and I wanted it to be like, because in the beginning it was only me managing the whole thing. So I wanted to keep it simple. So clutches was the easiest for me to start. But I realized I really got into it because I love designing and I love playing with the colors and all. So now it became the main thing. I did try other businesses as well, but I wanted it to be something sustainable for a long time. So I'm just maintaining with the clutches for now. Yeah.
Let's talk about these clutches. You know, are they handmade? How do you get your ideas for the designs and how are they produced?
Okay, so initially, like when I used to travel to India, I used to see these clutches. So I went and visited the manufacturers and I started handpicking the collections according to my taste. So in the beginning, it was like that. But then later on, I started being very close with the manufacturers and I worked with certain designers in India to give me a particular design because initial state, I didn't know how to actually do it. Okay, so our clutches, we do have different design. We work on hand embroidery and then sequence design and also printed clutches. How we make it stand out is like we try to play with the colors so that it's it looks abstract whenever you wear it in an outfit. And the printed designs, we try to work with like well-known artists because we want to promote the artists as well. So we kind of like have a copyright with them. We ask them to provide us particular painting and we actually design, we print it on the clutch. And that actually stand out like as for Shubham. That's how we have been doing things for now, yeah.
And your designs as well, right? The frame of the clutch is...
Okay, the frame of the clutch is manufactured in India. The fabric I actually pick. So whenever I travel, like if I go to Indonesia, I like a particular fabric, I will pick and send it to them. And if I go to Sri Lanka and I like a particular material, I like to hand pick. Or if I like it in a different design, I'll get a artist to do it for me. I get inspiration from things around me. I do travel a lot. So whenever I travel, I will be like, oh, this will be very nice for this particular event or occasions. And it's handmade and also machine cut, some of it. And most of it like hand embroidered and they work with sequins and different kind of materials. So currently we are working on like trying out different materials and all. Yeah.
And how do you source for these materials? Because some look very exotic, some look very Indian-esque.
Yeah.
The others look quite Malaysian in their embroidery as well.
Yes.
So how do you source for these materials?
Okay. So my manufacturers, they are based in India and China. So I do have material selections. I select according to our customers, because my customers are based in Malaysia, Singapore, and also international. So I try to cater to every market according to their taste. Yeah.
And how many of each version do you create?
So my very recent creation was for the Borneo Fashion Week, which I attended like last year, 2019. That's called Beauty in Bloom. So that was my inspiration, was from Malaysia Batik. And I include floral into it, and we worked on that. And we are also creating more on abstract designs now, because I realized the youngsters liking it, and I'm just playing with the materials, to be honest. I'm not like sticking to one particular design, so on, yeah.
So how many of each design do you produce? Do you produce them in bulk, or are they made to order? How are you managing your inventory?
For now, we are doing on bulk, because we do get requests on like customization, but we are trying to keep it on a minimum orders, because for business-wise, ordering in bulk and making things in bulk is cheaper than personalization. So I do stock up according. I have few factors which I consider, which is like during celebration, like during Christmas and Deepavali, there's like a lot of orders coming in. So I stock up more in that particular month. But all the other months, I always stock up according to the customer and the confidence on my design as well, to be honest. Like if I know the design going to be like a very hit in the market, I do create more inventories in that design, yeah.
And how did you come up with the price points for your product?
I wanted it to be affordable to working women. Like, it shouldn't be very expensive, but at the same time, the value for money should be there. So, so far, the price point been very good. Like, no issue with that.
What about quality control? How do you check each one of them before?
Yes, so we do have a quality control. So before sending out any clutches to the customers, we make sure that it's checked, everything is in a proper tech, because it's handmade. There can be some, like example, one sequence can be out. So we try to make sure everything is done properly, and we send it out to customers after that. But yeah, quality control is a must when it's a handmade collections, to be honest, yeah.
So what do you do then with the defectful items?
For me personally, I know how to repair it, and it won't be like something big. It could be like the glue came out or something like that. So, and we are like continuously improving our quality, because it's not easy doing handmade, and when we order in a bulk, there can be like one or two pieces having issues. So we are trying to stop that, to be honest, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about your customers right now. Who are your target customers, and what is their profile like, and what have you noticed about their buying behavior?
So my customers, like I would say 50% is Malaysian and Singaporean, and 50% is international. So I get a lot of orders from New York, Canada, and also Australia. Their behavior, basically, ladies, we love shopping. So I think they get excited whenever I release a design. So that's actually good for Shubham. Yeah, between 18 to 45. And yeah, I do get a lot of orders from students as well. So it's like, to be honest, we just started 2 years ago. So we are exploring as well, like day by day. Whenever I create something new, I realize, oh, this particular design, it caters to a different age, and the size and the shape. So it's like, we are learning still, yeah.
So you've been taking orders off Instagram and off Facebook. You know, is marketing your stuff on social media, is that enough? Or are there plans for marketing this further online?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's not enough. But we are actually launching our website on 8th March just to give a better customer experience. And in the future, we are planning to involve in more pop-ups so that people get to feel, because some people want to touch and feel the fabrics. So in that way, maybe it could expand more bigger, yeah.
So it's really not easy running a business online nowadays. You know, the e-commerce space is cluttered. It's very competitive as well. What are you doing to kind of help Shubham stand out online?
So yeah, to make Shubham stand out, we do work with many macro influencers, because the issue when I started clutches, a lot of people didn't know how to style it. So I wanted it to be different. So I worked with many macro influencers who actually give insight on how to style the clutch, and they will give me a very nice photos And I work on a photo shoot with a collaboration photo shoot or something. And that's how it made Shubham stand out. Like people kind of knew, okay, you can carry it with sari and also for a modern dress. So I'm doing that. I'm exploring that for now, yeah.
So you've not actually resorted to ads or boosting your posts on social media?
No, I honestly never done that before. I've been like just working with influencers. And of course, I give a lot of importance to quality pictures, beautiful pictures, so that people really get attracted. Like I said, like Shubham values being always attractive, positivity and also auspiciousness. And I truly believe in that. So whenever I post something attractive, I do get the demand. So yeah, it's been good.
So what's been the biggest challenge in trying to find exposure for your product online?
To get exposure, because like I said, I work with micro-influencers, right? So what I realized is not everyone has the correct crowd. So that was my challenge. Like when I approach certain influencers, I don't really get the desired impact. So I'm actually learning on that. Like, so I do realize that even though they have like more than 200,000 or 300,000 followers, their crowd is totally different. They are not into fashion or something. So that was my challenge in the beginning. So now I kind of like read a lot before getting or approaching anyone. Yeah.
It is time for a break. When we come back, Shatia talks to us about the Borneo Fashion Week and its impact on Shubham. Open for Business, we'll be right back in a few. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj, and Shatia Rubini, founder of Shubham by Shatia, is with me today, and we are discussing the brand's artisan statement clutches that aims to inject auspiciousness into outfits around the world. Do you feel like there's a gap in the market for handmade statement clutches like this?
Honestly, no. There are many competitions out there now, so I don't see there's a gap in the market now, yeah.
And why did you decide to pursue this?
Because I know my quality and my service is definitely different compared to others, and the design, because even though there's so many people doing it, they can't take my own design. So that is what keeping me going. Like, it's exciting for me to try out different designs.
Yeah. So you cater to Malaysia, Singapore, mm-hmm. and of course internationally, like you mentioned. Are there differences within the requirements of your consumers from these countries?
For Malaysia and Singapore, I would say pretty much the same. The designs and what are their likings has been really the same. So I don't really have to cater something different for them. But I would say international market is totally different because they prefer more neutral colors. They prefer less work on the clutches. They don't really like many sequence work or something. So it's definitely different in both for both sides, actually.
So at the top of the show, you mentioned that you did the Borneo Fashion Week last year. You know, that was also your first ramp walk as a designer. How did that opportunity come about, and what was the impact from that Borneo Fashion Week?
Okay, so that was like they approached me in Instagram, and of course I got very excited because it was my first fashion show. I knew that was like the time I think I invested more in my own design. Like, I didn't want like to try something else or take handpick from anywhere else. So that was like a totally a new design for me. And the impact was really, really good because I started getting a lot of non-Indian market, and a lot of Malays and Chinese started loving my collections. So I think it definitely brought an impact into Shubham. Like, after that, the whole demand and the sales was totally different. Yeah.
And the process for doing a fashion show like that as well, you know, what was that like?
So I had to like design on my own and send to my manufacturers, and I have to just pray that everything turns out very well. The whole process, like getting outfit for the models and making them carrying it properly and all that, it was all learning for me because it's totally first time. And thank God I have other designers who was very helpful on that particular day especially. And yeah, it all went well, to be honest.
Okay, so let's talk about the industry you're in. So this is not a side hustle. You know, you're an entrepreneur. Yeah. You're carving out a name for yourself in the fashion scene here in Malaysia and in Singapore. What's the biggest challenge in running a small business in the fashion segment?
So in fashion, I would say it's not permanent because everyone likes to have a different style all the time. So I need to always be very updated with what's the current trend, what the the people want. And naturally, being an entrepreneur itself is not easy because you need to have a, you need to be very organized and structured. And day to day, you need to be very disciplined because it's not like you're going in and clocking in an office. It's like you have to get up one particular time and start doing your work. So it has been a very interesting journey. And it also keeping us like very motivated day by day, like to perform better because of all the responses that we have been getting from the customers. Yeah.
Is there a pressure to keep churning out designs or fresh looks to keep your customers coming back? You know, how do you encourage recurring purchases?
So, okay, I won't call it as a pressure because I love trying out something new and exciting. So I'm actually happy whenever the customer praises me for my particular design. So I like to try things and I like to release something new according to the festive season. And I also do different packaging according to the festive. Like I do have black packaging and I have a particular gold packaging as well. So it's like I love the changes, to be honest. I think that is what keeping me into the fashion industry.
Do you think your price point, you know, it being not exactly very expensive, but not exactly something that you can buy off the counter as well, you know, that right price point, do you think that helps recurring purchases as well?
Yeah, definitely. Because the price point definitely helps because I did surveys with my customers before. Like I wanted to understand whether the pricing point is all good. Like you said, because it's, you can't get it like off the shelf and you can't, it's not too expensive to buy. So that's definitely helped with for Shubham. I keep to that.
All right. What about copycats? Because that's something that I hear a lot of small businesses suffering from, especially if their products are online. You know, how do you keep your designs, the IP for your designs, the copyrights for your designs? How's that going?
So I think when it comes to any business, there's going to be some copycats out there. But for me, like, I just take it like a challenge that as long as we are doing something unique and be on our own kind, the competition doesn't matter or the copycats doesn't matter. And for when you ask me about the design, I do have copyrights for some design, but like I give more focus on the artist because getting copyright every time is not cheap as well. So I try to, if people copy, I can't do anything. I just, as long as they don't take my quality or whatever, so it's fine. Yeah.
And how do you see yourself expanding the scope of Shubham? You know, how do you see the business expanding? Are you planning on making different kinds of accessories or are you just looking at expanding geographically?
So Shubham was just my start because when I wanted to explore something in fashion, I started with clutches. But of course, I'm planning to bring in more accessories in future, something more handmade and something unique, like people can only find in Shubham. And at the same time, I want to go and meet my customers internationally because we do get messages daily, like, you know, when you guys going to come to Canada or Australia. So we are thinking about doing pop-ups in international and try to understand what their design like because it's totally two different world, to be honest.
Before we go, for entrepreneurs out there who are looking to market their handmade designs online, you know, are there any key learnings from your journey with Shubham that you can share with them to help ease their startup journey?
The key learnings, I would say, we need to read a lot before like starting something. We can't like just get into particular Instagram or Facebook. So I wanted to understand where's my target audience are. So I got in Instagram and that's how I'm launching websites. So I would encourage them to learn more, read more, and also be organized and then start something. And if they have passion for it, and I think they'll excel in it. Yeah.
I've been speaking with N. Shatia Rubini, founder of Shubham by Shatia. Now, for more information on Shatia's statement clutches, go visit their website, shubhambyshatia.com. That's S-H-U-B-A-M by Shatia.com. And if you've missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also find other Open for Business podcasts on the BFM app, on Spotify, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcast fix. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. the Business Station.